Good morning. It's Wednesday the 3rd. Mazin the Books revenue's up, but the competitors had a better month than we did.
Yeah, that's the real headline. The market was basically flat, and we're the one who shrank.
Give me the seats.
May seats. We're at 894,000, down 5.2% year-on-year. Airlink's up 4.3. SAA's up almost 17.
SAA up 17%. On a flat market?
On a flat market, total seats across everyone barely moved. So that's pure share transfer, and it came off us.
Where? Specifically?
Joburg, Durban, both directions. We held about 68% share, but we're down roughly 8 points year-on-year on each leg.
8 points. Who took it?
SAA, mostly. They added around 9,500 seats each way. Airlink, another 3,500. We pulled about 11,000 seats out of each direction.
So we seeded the Golden Triangle.
On Durban, yeah. And here's the bit that ties together. Durban-Joburg also flagged on yield today, up 34% year-on-year, way outside its normal band.
That sounds like a good thing, though.
It's not. We pulled 14,000 seats off the route. Yield pops because you're only flying the dense days. Net contribution still drops about 2 million rand on the seat loss.
So the yield number's flattering us.
Flattering. We shed volume, kept the good seats, and SAA walked straight into the gap we left.
What else moved?
Blom-Joburg. And this one's the opposite direction. Yields 3 standard deviations down.
Down.
Normally, that route runs about plus 28% year-on-year. Today, it's plus 15. That's a real deceleration, not noise.
Why?
We more than doubled capacity on it. Load factors down almost 17 points. We dumped seats and the yield sagging to fill them.
And the forward book?
Behind. June's about 20 points behind the curve on Blom-Joburg. July's still 12 back. Caveat on all forward numbers, though. The filed schedules are shaky right now with the fuel and the cancellations.
So lean on what's actually flown.
Right. And what's flown says we oversupplied Blom, and the yield's paying for it.
Anything else on the screen?
Durban East London popped, yield well above its band. But it's a thin route. I'd call that noise until it repeats.
Okay, the May shape. Revenue was up.
Up 22%. On 12% fewer passengers, yield up 38.
38% yield. That's the number everyone in the room will quote.
And it's the wrong read. That's fuel surcharge, not pricing power. Strip the surcharge out and underlying yield is actually down about 170 rand a passenger.
Down.
Down. The surcharge more than covers the whole uplift. So when someone says yield's healthy, it isn't. It's recovery.
And the bottom line proves it?
Net contribution per seat's down 58%. Profit before tax down over 80. Fuel per passenger more than doubled. That's the real May.
Any relief coming?
Fuel's turning. Jet's down about 22% month on month. That helps. But the Rand gave back 10% in the same window, so half of it washes out.
So watch the surcharge unwind.
Watch it closely. When fuel keeps falling, the surcharge comes off, and there's nothing underneath holding yield up.
Cape Town PE?
Barely moved, and it's seasonal. Not the story today.
All right. Two things for the exec room.
One, Durban-Joburg. We handed SAA roughly 9,000 seats a month there. Are we defending that corridor or conceding it?
And two, Blom-Joburg. Why did we double capacity into a route where yield and load factor are both sliding? Who signed that off?
Both come back to the same thing. Are we chasing yield optics while volume and contribution leak out the back? Actually, before we wrap, the doom story misses one thing. Harare-Joburg. We doubled the capacity. Revenue more than doubled. Up about 119%. And we took 14 points of share, mostly off SAA, at an 88% load. That's the one place we went on offense and won. But the July book on it is already 11 points behind the curve, so we may be flying ahead of the demand.
So we're not just retreating, we're pushing Harare. Is that bet still on? Or are we overshooting it? That's the one. Have a good one.